Lord Commander. It's one of the wildlings you brought back. Says he knows your Uncle Benjen. Says he's still alive.
Are you sure he's talking about Benjen?
Said he was First Ranger. Said he knows where to find him.
Winter is coming.
April is coming.
It's all due to global warming, you know, because it's like 50 degrees in New York in November. April's like the new winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the first poster for Game of Thrones Season 6.
See, you caught it too. The excitement, the murmurs.
It just says April, HBO.
It is crazy.
Bold.
Well, so I mean, I'm like sitting down at my computer ready to have a nice day at work and like get stuff done and like can't wait to do some real work, and then all of a sudden this shows up on my Twitter feed and it's like, well, there goes my whole day.
Micah texts me, he's like, wake up, because he's on the East Coast hours before us here on the West. He texts me, says, wake up, Christmas has come early.
It's like, you know, like when you run upstairs to wake somebody up because the presents are under the tree. That's basically what I did to Zach. Just
it's like the little cousin in Home Alone 2.
Exactly.
Holy smokes, it's Christmas.
I mean,
guys,
that's what it felt like.
We're recording this episode. You're going to get two episodes this week. So Merry Christmas to you all.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
This is a special episode because obviously this is not only a trailer, or excuse me, this is not only a poster. But this is, everyone has seen it. If you haven't seen it, Jon Snow is on the poster for season 6, and he apparently died in the last. And so I just want to read everyone that's listening, and you guys, the email that HBO sent this morning. Let me find it.
I cannot wait for this. This is, were they like, JK, he's still alive.
This is absolutely the shortest message ever received. It says, attached is the season 6 tease art for Game of Thrones. Boom!
It's crazy that Jon Snow is on this poster.
This is a big, big deal, guys.
This is the first, I mean, I don't know if I want to call it confirmation, but since he died in the book and in the show, that he might not be alive. And I think it's so funny after them being so adamant that he's dead. I'm just really surprised.
That's exactly what it is for me, is like all of that hype, all of that hubbub, all of those official comments about Jon Snow being dead, and then HBO goes and does something like this for their season 6 preview. Jon Snow's is not the only storyline that could continue in this show. We talked previously on these episodes about how many plots were left sort of on cliffhangers or felt half told in season 5. Jon Snow's was just one of them. And yet, you know, similarly to all of the excitement, all of the controversy over his death at the end of the finale, now they lead their upcoming season with this image.
But what else would you want to bring season 6 into the fold?
I think what I like about this is the confirmation, at least, still going on.
There's something, right? We don't know what.
No.
His eyes aren't even there. They're blackened out.
Are we just going to jump right into deconstructing this thing?
What happens if like a month from now they post a poster like this of Stannis?
Mm. Oh, that would be amazing.
I mean, it's true. You're right.
This poster, let's look at it as a selection of art. It's incredibly bold. Game of Thrones is the biggest show in the world, okay? Cleaned up at the Emmys. You're listening to this podcast, you're aware of the entire universe surrounding it. The posters of Jon Snow, bloody, after what happened at the end of season 5, with two words, one word, just the name of a month, and the logo of the company. This is bold. It's easily the best piece of art they've ever promoted alongside the show, right?
Hands down.
Good luck to every other entity catching up with this. Like, this was a good one. There's been some weak, I think, attempts in the past. You know, you can't be perfect, and they surely are better than most, but this kills it.
Do you think that they planned this poster well before the end of the last season in terms of sort of concepting out what the hell how they would handle this character's would-be death?
That's a tough call. I'd like to think that so much of the fan community's sleuthing and a lot of Watchers on the Wall, a lot of the stuff that is surrounding Jon Snow's fate kind of forced a hand I don't necessarily mm-hmm. enjoy that from the perspective of an artist, because I would like for the show to be what it is, and if they want things to be a surprise or, you know, whatever ends up happening with Jon Snow, like, I would like for it to be done by the hands that are crafting the story, not by what people are able to read on the internet. So I hope that people who feel the same way as me will do the same as me and not read those things. Mm-hmm. But here Jon Snow is, outside of any expectation, with blood running out of his eyes on a poster for season 6.
Yeah. But that's the great thing about all of this, is we still just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What we can sit here, and we will sit here for the next,
yeah, we will,
I don't even know how many minutes, and talk about what this all could mean. But at the end of the day, we're not going to know until season 6 airs on HBO. And it's crazy that, you know, this is something that Hannah touched on before, right? We read it in the books. We've been sitting with it for years. Finally, they get to it at the end of season 5. John gets stabbed. And now we could potentially have a huge spoiler coming our way for book yeah. readers in the fact that John is alive in some capacity. Maybe he's brought back to life. Who knows? Maybe this is just some sort of way of honoring the character yeah. as they head into season 6. We really just don't know the answer to what this all is. You, like I said earlier, you can't see his eyes. Yeah, they're blacked out. So we don't know if he is alive, if he's dead, if he's reanimated. There's blood on his face, which wasn't the case at the end of the 5th season. Remember, he was stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's,
how did it get there? How did that blood get there?
Let the theorizing begin, because Hannah and I sit here not knowing any more than you uh-huh. or Eric.
Yeah, which is crazy.
This is a huge moment, not just for the TV show, but for storytelling in this modern world, in a sense, because mm-hmm. the book is coming out. The Winds of Winter will hopefully be published next year, hopefully before the new season. There's lots of thoughts on that, and we have opinions, and I know that you all do too, and we'll probably talk about that at length at some point between then and now. But taking this for what it is and looking at the poster, like isolating it from everything else in the community, what a bold statement by HBO to be like, I know a lot of you are theorizing about Jon Snow. You know, here he is on the poster for season 6.
Yeah. Here's something to talk about.
Shout out to everyone who's upset by this, because I know that some people are, you know, people who want to be book purists and find it out reading and not by watching the show. I do feel for you. So I know that not everybody is super thrilled about it. Not to put a damper on our excitement, but
no, I completely
I do know
that
people aren't thrilled. And I mean, I feel for, I was in your shoes. Then I convert it over to the side where I'm just going to be excited about everything. But
and even if you
tough.
Want to remain a book purist, right, you could be walking down the streets of New York City, much like one of our good Patreons were of this show, and come across a billboard in the midst of your walk.
With Jon Snow's face on it. I mean, it kind of sucks a little bit.
Deb wrote on a Patreon on this post, she said, I, for one, would like to discuss the wider shot shown on the HBO billboards. I mean, is that hair really all Kit's? Did Jon Snow grow a few extra strands in death, or is it part of the transformation into Azor Ahai? Or maybe HBO just CGI'd it in there to amp up the brooding windswept look. I need to know.
This is a great question, I think, right? Is that hair?
He looks
CG.
Great.
It does. It does. The curls are as luscious as they've ever been.
Even in death.
What a cool piece of art, though. I can hardly get over it, how actually excellent it is. And it's setting such a good precedent this early. We got like 6 months until it comes. Setting such a strong and good precedent this early before it comes out. Even if John, let's say he's not even in the next season at all. This is just cool that they, you know, it's just this well done. Very well done. I'm excited. Yeah. It's a good time to, that's why we're making this podcast, because it's just exciting. This is what, you know, we want to talk about right now.
I agree. And it is a bit like them saying, we have all the answers and nobody now does. Like, this is unprecedented.
Can we talk about how maybe he really is dead forever for half a second, and then talk about how he's probably alive? So maybe he's dead. He looks kind of dead. Maybe this is a, you know, we'll be dealing with the fallout of Jon Snow's death.
Right. It's sort of like a, so this poster could be a remember when this happened. It's not promising a swift return. It's just saying, well, we're going to give you the corpse of your most beloved character, and then you're going to know that that was a turning point in this show, and then everything from now on will be without him.
Right.
We've talked about it before, though, right?
Yeah.
How the story would move and how this would just be kind of a stepping stone on the way to... Because even if, depending on John's overall future, if he is dead, there's still so much more mayhem to be wreaked upon the land of Westeros before we reach our, you know, the end, before anything is resolved. There's so much left. Right.
Well, he's alive. So...
Yeah.
What makes you, what primarily, like, from this, is it just the image? Is it, I mean, what did the image confirm? Of course, there's people who felt he was alive before they had this image, because how could they possibly kill Jon Snow? Plus, like, the presence of Melisandre at the wall. We had a lot of good reasons for believing that he still might be.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons that Ned Stark should have been killed either, but look what happened.
Yeah, well, so does this poster, Hannah. Is there something about this poster in particular where you're like, yeah, he's alive?
No, I mean, I guess just the fact that it exists. I'm already very heavy in the camp that he's alive, and I have been there since the moment I finished.
And today you're at work reading and this Dance drops. Dragons.
Yeah, and today this is just like the icing on the cake for me. I mean, I know we've seen him on set, but this is the icing on the cake. If he's on the
Hannah
poster.
Hannah got no work done today.
There's certainly been reports.
Just FYI.
Yeah, I hope that my boss doesn't listen.
How exciting is it to be able to potentially go as him for Halloween next year now that he's not necessarily gone?
I mean, it was more fun this year because I was trying to get people to fight me about whether or not he was dead or alive.
Maybe you can still do that next year.
Yeah, maybe I can still do that next year, because who knows?
Oh my gosh. Could it go ambiguous? Well, my big question though from this is does it promise anything? Does his presence on this poster promise anything in particular? Like, we're not, can we take away from this that he will spend any time in season six? I mean, or is it just that it could be as symbolic as you want? That
no,
this is...
I think that's what makes this so great.
Yeah.
I mean, go back to the poster from last season, right? You had Tyrion on a boat staring up at a dragon. Now, that came to pass. Now, I don't know if you're going to get the same thing here with Jon Snow. I just go back to the way that he's represented on this poster. There's nothing that says to you that he's alive.
Oh, what if this is the way he comes back? Like, what if he's, like, staked up and starts, like, some weird North Werewood shit, blood out of the eyes? Think about it, man.
I'm ready for it.
Like, not even Melisandre, Thoris of Myr, Red God bullshit, but powers of Westeros, you know? Like,
yeah,
he shall not die. Bran.
Micah's favorite theory, and mine, that he's a Targaryen, which means he can be reborn in fire, right? So the Night's Watch burns him because he's dead, and then he comes back to life.
Zach, Julie Garoff over on Facebook has similar thinking to yours. She said, I noticed a strange wound on his cheek, sort of open but not bleeding, like maybe an undead kind of wound.
Oh,
I think it may be the Night King. Night's King, I think she means. Not Melisandre who intervenes here.
Well, because we don't see his eye color.
We don't,
right?
Yeah, like, we don't see, yeah. We don't see Zyko.
If he comes back as a White Walker...
He's going to be the best White Walker there is.
He'd be the best Lord Commander the White Walkers ever had.
Well, we don't know enough about Homeboy yet, though, so we don't know how.
Cause that's,
he
shit.
Looks
yeah,
pretty badass,
himself,
let's be
right?
honest, right?
That cheek Howard wound, home? Now that really confuses in a cool way.
Didn't he already have that cheek wound? Am I misremembering?
Not in the end. I looked at the end of the season five when he was about to go and he was dying. So I didn't see the cheek wound.
Smooth skin.
Smooth skin all the way.
Yeah.
Even into death.
Baby soft, poreless. I'm not sure. See, I feel like the scar. I've seen a lot of people write in about the scar on Twitter and Facebook, etc. And we could focus on that. We could think about it. I'm not sure what that means and what that matters if it may. It could be Orel's eagle. It could be. I'm not sure, you know? I'm really not sure about the scar.
That definitely does. It does look like he's cried blood.
Yes.
Based on the blood gets thinner the further away it gets from his eye.
The first I think about is the Weirwood trees. Mm-hmm. And I think about his connection, if he is connected. And if he is
right.
If he is Lyanna's daughter, get on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a Stark. There's a lot here. There's so much here that we could speculate on, and I don't know. It's a great thing that we're having this conversation, because I've been halting a lot of my thoughts, and so just talking out loud with you guys, which is so therapeutic when we talk about A Song of Ice and Fire, and for that to come into my head, I like chills still from that. Could you imagine if that was in the show or the story at all? Whether or not it makes it into the book canon, if they did that, if they manufactured it, let's say, for the show, that would be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Aurel's eagle. Doesn't the eagle cut him below the eye in the book?
I think so.
Yeah.
Before he gets burned alive in the sky.
Oh, man.
I remember that happening at Queen's Crown.
Yeah. Well, this, I mean, guys, wouldn't that be the most satisfying way to come back, though, if it were old gods? I can't think of a more interesting way to put it. After Hard Home, just the grit of the story, you know?
Mm. So it's like more than one realm of power has a way of resurrecting. Well, actually, so we've already seen the red magic with Thoros of Mir and Beric Dondarrion. And then we've seen Hard Home of those being brought back to life. And wouldn't it be cool if the Children of the Forest or that power, the Three-Eyed Raven, would also have some sort of means by which, I mean, you mentioned the bleeding eyes of the werewoods, and that kind of makes perfect sense, actually, as tying into this, that they would weigh in on Jon Snow's fate or act to reverse his death.
I mean, that would be cool. I think that we're going to start getting into that, right, guys? Remember at the end of season 4 when there were skeletal creatures killing and fighting?
Yeah.
Like, Hodor is literally fighting a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a second since we've had... I mean, I know Hard Home happened. I'm just saying, this is a show where you're going to start seeing people throwing fire. There's going to be magic. There's going to be the sorts of things that you're used to seeing in fantasy. It's going to start happening.
Right.
And why not something that's a little less rooted in realism, let's say, happen to Jon Snow? I don't know. I just think it would be cool if he does come back.
He's coming back.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think... every theory is a good theory right now. There's nothing to say that one person's thoughts on this are not valid because we don't know the answer. And that's
what makes it fun.
I agree. So that's what makes it fun.
Because nobody has a trump card anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody is on equal footing, exactly.
Except the showrunner.
Except the showrunners and George R. R. Martin.
Everyone involved in making the book, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I will say my initial thought, Eric, you were asking earlier, confirming what I think this poster confirms or doesn't confirm, is there's that theory that John's going to warg into ghosts after, and that's how he's going to come back. And my initial thought is that if we see him on the poster like this, then that is less likely. I think that's
right.
The only semi thing that was confirmed in my heart and mind. Not that it's real, but...
Are you saying, like, a ghost, but it's Jon Snow in there, so he can, like, it's kind of like Sirius, so he's an animagus. He's just, like, shaking your hand and...
Yeah, there's, like, a couple, like...
alongside but he looks like ghosts.
I'm not very eloquent, but there's a couple of them where he either wargs into ghosts and he lives out his days as ghost, or he wargs into ghost and then is able to come back as a person.
Because they mentioned that you'd be trapped the way Aurel was in the body of an animal if your human body died, right? That was very recently.
That's very, very timely with our read through that all this is happening, because that's also a very cool thought. The way I think about Vermeer and Aurel, yeah. Wow.
We planned that.
There's happy coincidence. There's so much here. Oh, wow.
And I agree with what Hannah said. I think that it removes the possibility that John will warg into ghosts for any extended period of time, just because it hasn't really been set up in the show,
mm-hmm.
Right.
like it has in the book. Mm-hmm. Even with Arya, right? We know that she has wolf dreams into Nymeria, and that hasn't even been brought into the show. And I think they've chosen to focus specifically on Bran and his ability to connect with Summer. So, and who knows? There might be other Starks that have connections to their wolf. We don't know how closely connected Robb and Grey Wind were, just because we never got his point of view chapter. We don't know about Rickon and Shaggy Dog, but who even knows where Rickon is at this point? But, you know, it's just this poster gets the conversation going about a show that is 6 months away, right? You should have a half a year, basically, till the show premieres. And now we're sitting here as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., And we're talking about Game of Thrones. That's all that anybody was talking about today, mm-hmm. anywhere.
I saw like sports sites putting it. New poster of Jon Snow.
Well, yeah, and I actually shared a Facebook post that the New York Mets made. They put Matt Harvey's face into Jon Snow's body and said, basically did exactly what HBO did, you know, saying coming April.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, everybody getting creative with it. I mean, this is huge news. I mean, going back to the end of season five, remember three of us sitting in a bar in Chicago watching this all unfold with a bunch of other Thrones fans, and now you're starting to get to the other side of the fallout from that finale just by them creating this poster and putting it online. Like, I can't imagine what it was like for whoever that person was sitting there at, you know, in HBO's headquarters in New York City, being like, oh, I'm about to basically drop the hugest Game of Thrones bomb that has been dropped in ever on this in the history of the show. And just to watch it, watch everybody react to everything that was going on.
And I imagine that anybody would be as, if it was anybody else, I don't think it would get the same reaction.
What do you mean?
Like, because it's Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see it if anybody else was on this poster.
Well, I really think it has to do with how they specifically handled talking about that character's death in the media following how it happened. I mean, I think that because they continued to emphasize that he was dead and gone and now are leading with this as their poster, it's just I got a message from our fellow podcast host Kevin Steck over from MuggleCast today. He texted me this morning and said only this. He said, talk about trolling with that Game of Thrones poster for season six. And I said, thank you, Kevin, for that first and only text I've gotten from you this year. But also, he's exactly right. This is trolling. This is right. We're being trolled by HBO. This is like a, we're going to tantalize you and you're not going to be able to get sleep on an otherwise very restful week because.
Or get any work done.
Yeah. Or get any work done, Hannah. We did this for you. It's we are being trolled in a way.
It's brilliant.
I want to know from our listeners. Okay. Tweet at us. Let us know. How many of your Thanksgiving dinners will have a mention of Jon Snow?
And how many of your Thanksgiving dinners will have strings? Because be careful, we know those are still bad.
Those are going to be some heated family discussions, people back and forth, especially the ones that aren't involved with sleuthing around on the internet. Just the true speculation.
I'm going to print out this picture and put them on everybody's plate.
Placemats?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope that they have some backup Adele in case the conversation gets too.
My whole family's going to be like, I don't know if we want to do Thanksgiving with you anymore. See you later.
In terms of getting some listener feedback immediately, though, we collected some. And I wanted to bring up, because if we're talking about whether this poster actually answers any questions, or if just more questions come out of it, I think it's probably the latter, but we have a post here I want to read from Jared Kozel over on our Patreon, and Jared wrote the following. Let's hear what you guys think. John will rise, but it won't be a purely triumphant return. He'll be physically and mentally scarred from his brush with death, and he'll face several hard choices. Is he still a man of the Night's Watch, or did death free him from that vow? How will he deal with those who betrayed him? Does his war still lie in the north, or will he have a new destiny? Will he be known as Snow, Stark, or Targaryen? Oh. All of those choices will have far-reaching consequences, but only Jon can make them, and we don't know where his mind will be after such a traumatic experience. That's a scary and thrilling prospect. Jon has always valued duty and honor above all else, but for the first time in his new life, he will be beholden to no one's definition of those words but his own.
I love it.
This is truly an own-worthy post. And I bring it because it really does kind of lay out what the discussion of John that's like a well-thought-out what's next for the character. I think it tackles like some of the major things that we're going to need to know if he is still around.
And it kind of draws on what we were talking about last week about Stannis's offer to Jon to take the North and become a Stark.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is his chance. I think that him dying releases him from his Night's Watch vows and gives him the freedom to do what he really wants to do, which is
then there's the terrifying idea that if he does return to his body in some form, he won't even be himself. He may not even be conscious. He may not even be.
Only time will tell.
Will it? Is that a promise? Will time tell?
It's not.
No. Things have a way of still remaining.
Never
vague.
In the world of George R. R. Martin is anything guaranteed.
We promise to return later this week. In the meantime, begin to celebrate these next 6 months. The discussion, the excitement, the theorizing all begins now. Tell us how all of this makes you feel.
We would like to leave you with just something to think about. As Zach mentioned, you can send us your owns in any number of ways, just like Prodigal Fan did on Twitter. He dug deep into his bag of owns for this one. It's all the way back from A Game of Thrones, Chapter 47. Ned. Promise me, Ned, Lyanna's statue whispered. She wore a garland of pale blue roses, and her eyes wept blood.